The book Creation and History explains creation and history from a scientific, historical, and spiritual point of view. It explains how history has been guided by God and how He is in control of human events. Of course, since His timetable is different than the humans, many people in their short life compared with God's timing do not see His hand in history. They believe that what happens in their lives and history are human doings. In reality, He plans and humans act those plans out. With a spiritual eye, a person can see that whatever happens eventually leads to fulfillment of His will. In this book, some of His doings as history, His story is revealed. Introduction. This book will explain the creation and history, and combines the two aspects of history, the historical aspect and the spiritual aspect. The historical aspects are based on the book Children of Abraham, All Prophecies Are Fulfilled, and the spiritual aspects are based on the book The Vase. The historical part explains how God fulfilled the prophecies which He first revealed would happen. It was done so that, firstly, humans would understand that God exists and is the controller of all things. This would increase their faith, and also they would know that they had better follow His words and listen to His prophets. Secondly, these fulfilled prophecies would be a witness and a sign to the truth of the teachings of Maitreya, and the greatest sign. This part is explained in more detail in the book Children of Abraham, All Prophecies Are Fulfilled. The spiritual aspects, which are based on the book The Vase, explain all the eternal divine path, which will guide man to pure consciousness, was revealed step by step through the last 6,000 years. Also, it reveals how each of these steps became a truth or religion of the world. But the true path is one which contains all of the seven steps, and each of these truths by itself is only a part of the whole. To receive the entire truth, a person should understand the meanings and purposes of all of them so that he might know the way.